Georgia Wildlife Park was missing two tigers in the aftermath of severe storms. By Michael Foster on March 26, 2023. A wildlife park in Pine Mountain, Georgia, was missing two tigers in the aftermath of severe storms Saturday, which caused damage to the park. The Troup County Sheriff's Office announced in a post that a tiger was unaccounted for inside the wild animal safari. However, the park later announced in a Facebook post that two tigers had been safely recovered. Like much of southwest Georgia, Pine Mountain Safari sustained extensive tornado damage this morning. Fortunately, none of our animals and employees were hurt, the park wrote. However, several animal enclosures were breached, and two tigers briefly escaped. Both have now been found, tranquilized, and safely returned to a secure enclosure. The park added, "Pine Mountain Safari is committed to the safety of our employees, our animals, our customers, and our community. We will continue to update this page with other relevant storm-related information, as warranted." The Troup County Sheriff's Office also confirmed both tigers had been captured. The park had previously announced they had closed for the day, having sustained damage at the park in the course of storms the previous day. The Troup County Sheriff's Office also noted reports of trees down, damage on houses and power lines down, as well as a Verizon cellular service interruption. AccuWeather reported storms have raged across the American South over the last few days, with a likely tornado leaving several injured and causing significant property damage. "We're getting multiple calls through our 911 departments," the LaGrange Daily News quoted Troup County Manager Eric Mosley as saying. "We are responding with fire rescue resources, the sheriff's office, AMR to some damage." On Friday, as Breitbart News noted, tornadoes struck parts of Mississippi, resulting in at least 23 deaths and leaving an entire town practically gone. Mississippi Gov. Tate Reeves, R., announced he had declared a state of emergency and indicated the Federal Emergency Management Administration, FEMA, would coordinate with state agencies to oversee a response.